Is back there. I'm going to get turn it over. And
here's Jeannie Fitch.
Thank you. What a joy to be here. This is my favorite stage. My first stage as well. You know, I was thinking this year I should probably sing some of the songs that I sang that very first time in 1967. And you know how I was able to remember them? Which ones they were? Not only because I have a scrapbook, but also when I got my acceptance welcoming letter from Cousin Thelma Bolton, she requested that I send her my repertoire of traditional songs so that they could choose the songs that I would perform. They not only chose what I performed, it was printed in the program. And it was that way for several years. I think 1975 was the first year when I could actually choose what I wanted to sing at the last minute. and you know, it's a joy to be able to do that, because quite often I don't decide what to do until I'm right up on the stage. But this is one that I did. It's a traditional song, because back then, that's what the festival was about, traditional music and carrying on the old ways. Of course, this one is one that everyone knows. It's probably one of the most widely sung traditional songs. It's beautiful, and it does have a chorus that everybody can sing.
Oh, the summertime is coming. Grows all around the purple heather. Will you go, laddie, go?
Now this is your part. Everybody sing.
And we'll all go together to from all around the purple heather. Will you go, laddie, go? If my true love, he won't go, I will surely find another to pull. Go, laddie, go. And we'll all go together to Pua. Will you go, laddie, go? I will build my love a shroud at the foot of yonder fountain, and on it I'll put all the flowers. Will you go, laddie, go?
Last time.
And we'll all go together to Pua. Will you go, laddie,
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Boy, that really takes me back. That was hard to sing. Well, you know, it's interesting. Most folk festivals today, and actually folk music today, is really about singer-songwriters, contemporary music. That seems to be the trend. And, well, I can't say anything bad about it because I'm also a singer-songwriter and I do write contemporary music. But I did drop a pick, didn't I? That's right, okay. But you know, I do miss the songs, for instance, that came out of the 60s. You know, those powerful songs that were thought-provoking. Now, back then, we couldn't sing those songs here because they were, you know, a little radical. I used to sing them in my bathroom, and that was about it. I couldn't even sing them in the coffee houses because then you get labeled as, you know, one of those protesters. But, you know, those songs are timeless, and some of them are sung today, and they're more meaningful than ever. But, you know, the songwriters who are out there, there's so many songwriters. Go to the internet if you want to see how many songwriters there are. It's mind-boggling. And they're writing songs about everything. Many of them are writing songs for themselves, and they look at the world from their own perspective, whereas others are writing songs about the world and how they can affect the world and how the world can affect them. And this is my song. This is an original song about songwriting and songwriters, and I'm covering both kinds. In a blinding rage of passion, he breathes fire into his songs, and in every phrase recounting ways his life has turned out wrong. In and out his fingers move their magic through the strings. In a waste howling wilderness, he flounders as he sings. And he's eager for the fray, he's eager for the pain. The world owes him a living. He's been to hell and back again. He doesn't know. He's late in the field, and there are those who came before, and they gave us so much more. He doesn't know the world is bigger than his own, and his stills. Songs may be all but forgotten. In the clear light of reason, with so many words to use, but in every phrase recounting ways her life has turned out wrong. She writes and sings her songs in a voice that's clear and strong. Through foggy, sunless passages she carries us along, and she cries for the moon through crocodile tears. Her life has been too easy for far too many years. She doesn't know. She's late in the field, and there are songs that came before, and they gave us so much more. She doesn't know the world is bigger than. Well then, who write the songs that take us from this blight, to rouse and impassion and take us to the light? Who write the songs that are new in the field of the great unnumbered masses, the minorities and the throngs, the gentry and the free men, the powerless and the strong? Who write the songs that prove
is bigger than our own. And a still small voice can bring thunder. Let new songs flow and let them fly, to make us stand with our arms raised high, to make us steady and make us proud, to make us sing with our voices loud. Let new songs move and set us on fire. Let the conspiracy of silence be vanished forevermore. All separately or together, I will let our passion soar. Then these new songs will be like fine wine in old bottles, like fine wine in old bottles, like fine wine in old bottles.
And so now I'm going to sing a song by one of our greatest songwriters, Will MacLean. You know, his songs were simple, but yet they were powerful because they painted such pictures. His lyrics were just beautiful. And when Will sang, he had one of the most unusual voices, in that it was so deep and modulated and warm. That's a good way to describe his voice. And he had a whistle that was, oh, it's just so gorgeous. It was prettier than a bird. This is a combination of two songs, actually. The first song is my personal tribute to Will MacLean. And the second one is his beautiful, beautiful song, The Dance of the Sandhill Crane. His voice, so rare and deep, is never more. His whistle, like a bird song, scattered on the wind. His coarse and hearty laughter, one so ready and so free. Like the roar of the wave in the deepest night, disappears into the sea. But Will will sing you songs and tell you stories as you go, of crying birds and swamps that speak, and people we should know. The voices of the children will rise above the land, to forever mind the sky, the water and the sand, to forever mind the sky, the water and the sand. Crickets
hush there too. All nocturnal, watch and listen. As they prance beneath the moon, so dance in branch, you Florida's and here, etched in memory. That lost place called extinction by men's folly to his woe.
Time selling my own CDs, and the real bottom line is, if we don't sell our CDs, then it's difficult to make more. It's difficult to justify making more. Usually, I forget to talk about them on stage, and then I'm always so angry with myself. But I do have some CDs, and they're occupying a great deal of space in my house. I'd like to be able to move them out from under my bed so I could put other things under there. I have CDs, I have cassettes, and I actually have a vinyl LP. Do you remember those? I recorded one in 1990, and those I have a lot of. So it would be great if you would purchase some of these items, because I would like to record another CD in the fall, and it would encourage me to do so. This is a real special song for me, and I hope to put it on the next CD. It's a new one, fairly new one for me. There's a grandmother I know who has such a gift in her hands. She's always making things for people, never for herself. About 10 years ago, her little grandson, Matthew, who was 5 years old at the time, stood in front of her and he said, "Will you make me a quilt for my bed? I really need one." And of course, as any grandmother would, she was delighted. Together they picked out the pattern, which would be the little Dutch boy. That meant that every block on that quilt would have a little boy dressed in bibbed overalls, wearing a different colored shirt, beautifully embroidered in appliqué. And she began her work with pleasure. She worked day and night on this quilt, cutting out all the pieces and putting them together, and she got tireder and tireder and ended up in the hospital having heart surgery. When she came home, her body healed, but her spirit was out there somewhere. She just couldn't find it. Until one day, little Matthew stood in front of her and said, "Aren't you ever going to finish my quilt? I need that." And then you would think that someone had set a fire under that grandmother, because she found her hands again, and she finished that quilt before Christmas of that year. And now know, and here it is 10 years later, and she's still going strong after having 2 more heart surgeries. This grandmother is my mother. And I have spent many nights at my parents' home to be wakened in the middle of the night. Boy. By a bird singing right outside the window, probably a mockingbird, beautifully singing in the middle of the night. And in the next room, I can hear my mom tossing in her bed because her mind is one of those minds that's never still, you know? And I knew she's planning her next project. She's never done. So I wrote this song for Mom and for Matthew, who is now 15 years old, and for all of us, because there are times when we all lose our way.
Just outside the window, beneath the pale moon's light, a bird song fills a starry sky, deep into the night. Rest will not come easy, no moment is one's own. The small bird calls to no one as she tirelessly sings alone. Just outside the window, with her head upon the pillow, the mother's eyes are open wide, deep into the night. Sleep will not come easy when there's still so much to do. Borders and threads, patterns, textures, and hues. fences across the bed in red, yellows, and blues. Her heart is in her hands. Her heart is in her hands. Her heart is in her like a river. Well, you know what? I probably would do better with Roads because Love Flows is another very emotional song. I'll be happy to do Roads. Oh, that's funny. I've always been very strong singing that song. And the reason I wrote that song, let me tell you why, how it happened. I mean, that was 10 years ago, right? But just a couple years ago, we were looking through our family videos, our travel videos. For some reason, we had this one little bit from Christmas of that year, 10 years ago, when Matthew was 5 years old. And he was opening up the quilt. He opened the box, and we all held the quilt down, and he jumped right smack in the middle of it, because he thought that's what you're supposed to do with quilts. But what's interesting, my mom was so happy about that particular quilt, because it really got her back into the fire of working like she normally does. And she wrote the story to Matthew in a letter form, "Dear Matthew," etc. And this is how the year progressed for me, etc. And I read it, and I read it out loud for the family. And when I got to a certain part, I just broke down. It was so beautifully written. And when I watched that video and that time, I was so moved by just watching the whole thing. I thought, oh my gosh, I want to remember this in a song. So that's how it happened. I don't know why I'm feeling so emotional about it right now, but I am. My mom's doing pretty well right now. Okay, I'm about to leave in a week for 5 months of traveling out west and Alaska. We're going to spend almost 2 months on an island in Alaska, catching salmon and canning them and camping. And this island has one radio telephone on it. No cell phones, obviously. This is a song I wrote about some of the roads that we go on when we travel. Glory, honor, and fame. roads to corruption, greed, scandal, and chain. And there are roads lined with silver, roads lined with gold, roads that leave you hungry, thirsty, and cold. And there are roads that lead to happiness, roads to despair. They're everywhere. And there are roads that crumble with the descent or the climb. Roads that endure throughout the passage of time. So remember, wherever or whenever you roam, you'll find